The Carroll Hotline. Wait no longer. Allie Green, former LBJ, all right, current Tulsa. Allie, fam, I appreciate you joining the show. Thank you so much for doing this interview.
Honored to be on the show.
Hey. Now, Allie, dog, we go way, way, way back, fam. I mean, like football, basketball. Can you kind of talk about your LBJ days and, like, your memories from being an icon, because people still talk about you?
The memories of LBJ is really great. Like, I had a lot of fun there. I had a bunch of friends. I played a lot of sports, you know, and LBJ, especially on the northeast side of Austin, they pretty turned up on sports. So the city came out to see the whole squad play a lot. Like, when LBJ played, a lot of people came. And it was always fun. It was always amazing being one of the people that people could actually, you know, watch and connect with on the football side, the basketball side, whatever type of athletic side it was. I feel like being at LBJ kind of put a highlight, a big emphasis on it. And I appreciate everybody for that. It was fun. I really can't even really explain how much fun I had in high school.
Yeah, so you're talking about the hype of, like, LBJ when you were there, but now we're really seeing, like, a resurgence of that hype with LBJ. I know they dropped down to 4A, but they're really making a huge splash in terms of recruiting. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to see LBJ in the news again with these guys?
Man, it's amazing, because LBJ hasn't always been like that. So when I get to see my little bros and stuff like that getting big recruitment, they get big offers, all types of things going on, I just feel like that, you know what I'm saying? I was just in that type of predicament, but it wasn't as big. You know, I was just knocking at the door. They kicking the door down. That's crazy. I like it.
But, man, it takes somebody like you to at least loosen the door up a little bit, you know?
See, I was just trying to be a little humble, but I definitely left the door unlocked for him to walk through.
Hey. All right, Allie Green on the phone. Okay, so, man, like, what you've been doing over the years at Tulsa, man, we are so proud. Can you kind of talk about, in a nutshell, for folks who haven't really heard from you, what's life like in college for you?
College life is pretty fun. You got to meet a lot of new people. You got to make a lot of new friends and just be open to a lot of new things. I've been at Tulsa for 4 years. I'm a true senior this year coming up. It'll be my senior season. And I've been playing ever since I got here. I played the season opener in 2017 against Oklahoma State, and I've been playing ever since. So I'm trying to make a big run this year, because I gotta go to the league.
So it's a question that I ask all the 512 kids. So, like you said, you got to Tulsa and immediately made an impact. As a guy from the 512, a lot of times when you think Texas recruiting, especially out of state, you hear a lot about DFW this, DFW that, Dallas this, East Texas that. So is putting on for 512, putting on for your city, something that you really, like, are conscious of and thinking about while you're in college?
Definitely. Everything I do, I feel like I'm doing it for my city. Because, and being from Austin, and the recognition from being from Austin, you got to put on. Like, when you go somewhere else, you definitely have to put on. You have to show up. You got to compete. You got to do all that stuff. I love saying I'm from Austin, Texas. I love putting on for my city.
All right, Allie Green, I appreciate you, man. We just wanted to get you on because we know you're busy. I've been seeing you on the news. I'm like, man, I was like, we got to get Allie on because you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm like, soon he's going to be too busy and can't do really anything. But best of luck to you this year. We'll be fans for life. Before we let you go, you shouting out to anybody?
I want to shout out to my whole 2017 class, and I want to shout out to Block Mafia. That's my DB group in college. Yeah. And I'll be watching out for number 12 this year.
Okay, that's what's up. Already, man. Allie Green, y'all feel me? All right, LBJ legend. Allie, thank you so much, man. Keep smiling, keep shining. You're a true star, bro.
One more thing, everybody. Y'all got to bleed purple. Jag Nation.
Oh, Allie, have you heard the new Drake track or video? Have you seen it or heard it, or do you have an opinion?
Wait, is it with Lil Durk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yo, you got it. Have you seen the video? Oh, then we lost him.
Oh, there he is. Allie, thoughts on that new Drake, if you have any?
Dang, I can't hear.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Allie. All right, let's go ahead and drop him. Let's go ahead. Allie, thank you. If I came here, he'll say thank you. So, thank you, fam. Damn, I think we almost got a really dope answer. Maybe he'll call back. I don't know.
That's one person that Drake is not beating off the line.
Oh, Allie Green, nah, fam.
Allie locking them up.
Yeah.
Mason's locking them up.
Mason, yeah. Mace. Oh, man. God, man, tonight was a great show. I'm not going to lie. Like,